In New York City, immigrants have access to many services, even if they don't have legal status. But advocates say Mayor de Blasio's announcement that the city will issue municipal ID cards is meaningful. WNYC's Morella Ivorak reports.
Back in 2007, New Haven became the first city to issue municipal ID cards to immigrants who didn't have legal status. Latrina Kelly James, the deputy director at an immigrant advocacy group, Junta for Progressive Action, says the benefits have been huge.
We were able to really bring immigrants out of the shadows, help them open bank accounts, help them report crimes and become more at ease in building community and police relations.
In New York, the impact of the card will not be the same because the police can't inquire about immigration status. Plus, many financial institutions as well as other organizations have flexible identification requirements, accepting foreign passports and consular IDs. But Daniel Coates, a lead organizer with Make the Road New York, says problems still occasionally arise when immigrants enter local government buildings or interact with the police.
Having something that is explicitly valid for New York City will, you know, be, I think, go a really long way in strengthening that relationship and in making these communities really kind of integrate better into the city.
Coates says the card will empower immigrants and give them a chance to feel like they belong here. For WNYC, I'm Morella Ivorak.